The sounds of spring around BC Ferries, BCF, Langdale Terminal will have additions from overnight construction as early as April 12. At a March 23 board meeting, the Sunshine Coast Regional District, SCRD, approved BCF's request to conduct work at the site between 9 p.m. and 7 a.m. for an estimated 6 to 8 week period. The board endorsed a motion to waive enforcement of the local government's noise control bylaw for work on the terminal's vehicle transfer deck between April 12 and June 9. BCF will be undertaking a rehabilitation project to extend the life of the infrastructure that provides vehicle access to upper ferry decks. Project manager Jesse Lightman told the board at the meeting that once completed, the lifespan of that terminal component will be extended by about 10 years. Lightman said work is planned to be carried out 6 days a week during times that create the lowest possible disruption to ferry service. It will involve steel reinforcement on the underside of the transfer deck and replacement of its asphalt surface. He stated he anticipated site noise could include that of generators, vehicles and grinders, but that pile driving would not be involved in the project. Extending notification beyond Langdale. In its request to the SCRD, BCF stated it would be posting information about the work on its website community page, updating the local ferry advisory committee, and directly notifying nearby local residents. Board members asked that the corporation cast the net wide when notifying residents. Directors commented that sounds from the terminal can carry throughout regional district areas E, F and Gibson's, as well as over the water to nearby islands. In agreement with expanded notification, Lightman indicated that BCF would also reach out to the coast's RCMP detachment to ensure their staff are aware that a noise bylaw exemption has been provided for the project, and that concerns from residents should be directed to BCF rather than SCRD bylaw enforcement.